This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. At its board meeting last week, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, or RAFTA, discussed how it's going to keep paying for itself. RAFTA is Colorado's second largest transit authority. In next November's election, RAFTA could potentially ask voters to pass a property tax so it can keep growing. Joining me in the studio to discuss this is reporter Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So why does RAFTA want or need more money?
Because they're at capacity. They have 100 buses in their fleet, and their maintenance facility in Glenwood Springs is full. Dan Blankenship, the CEO of RAFTA, told me that there's no room for buses to move around the staging area. So remember, RAFTA covers the area between Aspen and Rifle, and the population is expected to keep growing, especially in the I-70 corridor. RAFTA will not be able to keep up at their current level of service. And, you know, we get little tastes of the future a few times a year, like during X Games, and obviously most recently with the Grand Avenue Bridge. RAFTA can provide service, but it's kind of a tight squeeze. So the idea is to ask voters to pass a property tax so RAFTA can expand. And it's not just that they need more buses, they're also going to need things like more office space, and they want to expand various park and rides, and they want to create safer pedestrian crossings. The other thing going on here is that RAFTA has used state and federal grant money to build the service that we know and use today. And going forward, it doesn't look like a lot of that grant money is going to be available.
So are there other ways RAFTA could raise the money? Could they charge riders higher fares, for example?
I mean, RAFTA knows this, that their fares are already kind of high. So if you go any higher, you might disincentivize people from using the bus. RAFTA, of course, could trim its service. They've done that before. But that's not what the public says that it wants. The public says it wants more service more frequently.
We just saw several property tax questions fail in this most recent election just a few weeks ago. Colorado Mountain College, historical societies in Garfield County. Why should RAFTA think it has a shot with a property tax?
So just to be clear, the RAFTA board is trying to figure out that exact question. Do they have a shot with a property tax? That's what they're going to spend the next 9 or so months determining. Even though a lot of our local property tax questions didn't do so well, that's not really the case statewide. At the board meeting last week, one of RAFTA's consultants said that 2017 was a very successful year for public finance in Colorado. He cited the fact that Colorado Springs, which is known for a pretty conservative political bent, voted yes on 3 public financing questions. Another thing that the consultant said was that it really matters how the ballot question is framed. If it's about reducing congestion, that's something that'll galvanize a lot of voters.
Okay, thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orm. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.